if he isn't, he's certainly in the argument. And he did not. He's one of those players that did not need to hit 500 home runs to be in the argument. He was already in the argument. He's a three-time MVP. He's won 8 Gold Gloves. He can do whatever you need done on the field. And we still regard a 30-30 season, 30 homers, 30 steals,
right,
as a great season. Barry Bonds had a 30-30 decade in the 90s.
Yep.
300 homers, 300 steals. That's never even been approached. So, you know, you can throw Griffey in the argument, but in general, those are the only two guys, I think, in the debate.
Yeah, I'm wondering if... Bob Picozzi talked about, as far as third and left fielders, he said, Ted Williams and Stan Musial. I mean, do you start there as far as all-time? Can you even, we talked about this here, can you start getting into the all-time?
Well, you know, I, if you look at any list of the 50 greatest players in baseball, you often find Barry's name in there because the combination of Gold Gloves, power, speed, MVP awards, the whole package, you know, is a rare commodity in any player. You know, and it's hard for me to talk about players who played their careers in the 90s and the 2000s and compare them to guys who played in the 20s
right,
and 30s.
Right.
I don't know how to do that exactly. All I know is among players that I have witnessed, you know, it's very hard to make up any list that goes beyond three that Barry Bonds isn't on.
Give me the other three. I mean, who else is in that era? I mean, you're talking about, are we putting
him
in?
If we're going to talk about all-around greatness,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you know, Mike Schmidt hit 500 homers also and won more Gold Gloves than anyone except Brooks Robinson. So I think it's fair to put him in the argument, you know. Griffey is an easy one. You know, A-Rod's not there yet, but